So let's start with some live football. Mamelodi Sundowns up against Esperance in their CAF Champions League quarterfinal first leg at Loftus Versfeld. 70 minutes done and dusted there. And Masandawana are 1-0 up thanks to a Peter Shalulile goal in the 54th minute. They have been dominating proceedings. As it stands, they've had 84% of the possession. They've had 9 shots compared to the 4 from Esperance. So there should be another goal there, and hopefully it comes the way of the Brazilians. A little bit later, Orlando Pirates are also in action in their first leg of their quarterfinal. They play MC Alger in Algeria. And then sticking with football news, Nottingham Forest boss Nuno Espirito Santo says that the City Ground under the lights is a beautiful place to be. They'll be hoping to make it 9 Premier League matches unbeaten there when they host Man United this evening. Nuno believes the atmosphere has been crucial in helping them make it a fortress.
It's major. It's home form in the Premier League is huge for every team. And we've been able to do it due to the support that we have in our fans. The City Ground is very special.
Well, victory for Forest would see them complete the league double over United for the first time since 1992. The other games tonight, Arsenal host Fulham and Wolves. They're at home against West Ham. Man City forward Erling Haaland could be out of action for the rest of the season with an ankle injury. The Norway international was forced off in the second half of City's 2-1 FA Cup win over Bournemouth on Sunday. Boss Pep Guardiola says that his star striker will be out for some time.
They told me the doctors between 5-7 weeks. So hopefully the end of the season and a World Cup be ready.
And we're going to finish with some breaking cricket news. Proteas white ball head coach Rob Walter has stepped down from his role. Walter cited personal reasons for the reason for his resignation. He has turned the fortunes of our white ball team around, reached a T20 World Cup final as well as a Champions Trophy and 50 over World Cup semi-final. CSA say that they will announce a successor in due course. That's all for this hour. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.